Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's get straight to the show, because we like to tell it like it is, because we are the absolute truth, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most, the High Rod, and on the phone line I have...
the one and only Sean Black in the building once again. Well, not in the
building.
I'm outside.
Okay.
Who else is with us?
Hey, guys, it's Anitra. How are you this evening?
Doing well, doing well. Well, exception of Hot Rod, who sounds like he's coughing up his lungs.
Yeah, I'm a little bit under the weather lately because I've been exhausted. But let's get straight to it because we have 29 minutes left. We decided to do another show tonight because there's so much. They got our president of the United States. He's been upset before, but I heard today he delivered a speech. It was like a mic drop, like, screw you, this is not acceptable at all. Is that true, Sean Black?
Yes, it is. And for the most part, he basically made sure that all of the people that have been attacking him and his administration for everything that's been going on over the last 48 hours or so, as we know, Donald Trump has basically led the charge and jumping all over him, saying that he's not taking enough initiative into doing what he should be doing. As a matter of fact, he put out a tweet online and basically said, is President Obama going to finally mention the words radical Islamic terrorism? If he doesn't, he should immediately resign in disgrace.
Okay,
well,
so from that point on, well, with that alone, why does we have to label those terms in the first place? Well, does that term mean anything? Well, does it do anything overall?
I'll tell you what it does. When you put a label on something, especially when it comes to what Donald Trump is trying to put together, all it is doing is labeling the evil that is out there. And when you have to label what's going on, you're basically putting an entire group of people into one envelope. And that is not what you're supposed to be doing when it comes to these kinds of things, especially if you're the President of the United States. When you definitely know that anything that you say can be construed by the rest of the free world as what's going on. And that's the last thing you want to have happen.
Okay, well, Vanitra, do you agree with Donald Trump, or do you think he's stepping out of line? Especially, do you think, should he really ban all Muslims as of right now? Or what's he
no,
president?
Absolutely not. No, as the president, I do agree with what Sean said. Obama has to pick and choose his words very carefully. Because there are people that when they hear him speak or hear anyone speak, they fixate on certain things that someone says instead of listening to the entirety of it. So I do agree that he does have to, you know, be very careful and choose his words wisely.
Very.
But Trump's moron.
And of course, we have
you can't,
Kate
you
on
couldn't
the line
pay
right
me.
Now.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me to put a ballot under his name.
Yeah.
Well, funny that you mentioned that. Before I switch it to you, Sean and K Dog, our buddy Max said via text to us his question. That give me 1 second. I have to look for it. I would rather have Donald Trump win as president. That will make us.
Hello?
Yeah,
Rod,
it seems like you just completely dropped out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just completely dropped out on us. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Hey, Hotline.
Yeah,
we can
hear
you
now.
Okay, well, the statement that I said from Max, I would rather have Donald Trump win as president. That would make us wake up and inspire us to start working. Do you believe in that statement?
I don't agree with it.
100% complete garbage. I don't buy that at all.
Me
and
neither.
I will tell you the reason why. If you're going to go out there and you're going to say that the only way to get the nation to wake up is to plunge the country into 4 years of a fascist, racist regime. That's the wrong thing, and I'm going to tell you why. As I stated, as we talked about off air before we did the show, and I told you about this press conference that the president did. The president basically put Donald Trump in his place. In essence,
yes,
he
did.
That's the key. They tell us we can't beat ISIS unless we call them radical Islamists. What exactly would using this label accomplish? What exactly would it change? Would it make ISIS any less committed to trying to kill Americans? Would it bring in more allies? Is there a military strategy that is served by this? The answer is none of the above. Calling a threat by a different name does not make it all go away. It is a political distraction. Not once has an advertiser said anything. This is the last one. Not once has an advertiser of mine said, if we use that phrase, we're going to turn around this whole thing. Basically, he puts Donald Trump in his place without using his name and letting him know there is a bigger reason to why he's doing what he's doing, and he's been doing it a lot longer than Trump has.
Well, like, it's like what I've been saying, and I'm going to sound like a broken record. Again, if you have a toothache, you go to the dentist. You don't go to a pediatrician. He's a businessman. He's not a politician. It's two different things. I really don't get why people think he's going to do all this fabulousness for us when he has no experience.
Okay,
even if he had
to
experience.
I'm not going to ask the receptionist to perform heart surgery.
Yeah, but even if he had experience, whatever he's saying is very dangerous. He's setting a very dangerous precedent.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, he doesn't.
All I got to say is this, since, hey, how's everybody doing, you know, since we're short for time.
How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Well, all I got to say is about Donald Trump is this, is that Donald Trump is an instigator, and also he's a troublemaker, and the words that come out of his mouth are strictly biased. I mean, to take a tragedy like what happened in Orlando and to use it to produce your rhetoric of hate, I have a problem with that. And plus, as a presidential candidate, he has not given not one plan of what he's going to do as president. So far, we haven't heard anything about education. We haven't heard anything about foreign policies. Nothing, complete nothing. All he does is talk out of his mouth. All he does is sit there and attack people. And you know what? I agree 100% with what the president said to him today. Be bold.
Okay.
You know, the best
all
way
right.
to shut down a bully is to beat him up.
Well, let's give Max the mic now. Max, defend of your statement. Take it away.
Well, you know, I was really hoping the minute that I called and once you read that statement, you know, any of you guys would say, okay, what made you say that? But right away, I could tell everyone was like, no, I'm against this. I'm totally angry, and I love it. I just love the fact that you guys are proving my point. Why don't you guys try this approach? And then just hear me out. In the future, when a person is trying to make a statement, let them declare that statement out, whether you don't like it or not. Give them that chance, he or she. Just give them that chance. Because, come on, for the past couple of years, we've seen a mayor who also was a businessman, not a politician.
Being a mayor and being a president are two different things.
Let me finish.
Go right ahead.
I know you're doing this. I heard you said this before, the statement, and I laughed about it. I kept saying, I didn't vote for this guy, and I know you didn't vote for this guy, but he was not a one-term mayor. He was a three-term, and he wanted the same power. The only way we ever going to really wake up is for destruction to happen. That's the only way to prove our point. Because at the same time, I'm not saying Donald Trump is going to be successful. I did say this place is going to crash. Let it crash. We have to regroup. Because we've been settling. We've been too comfortable. We've been too comfortable. It has to take a tyrant and a fool like him to wake us up. Yeah, let it be. Because this is our damage. We caused this to happen because we didn't influence young people or other people to take over that position. So now we pay the price. This is our country. This is our country. There's a lot of holes that we didn't fix, and there's a lot of holes that we didn't focus on. So now we pay the price.
I can agree with that. I can definitely agree with that from where you're coming from. But what I'm looking at it is from this sense. We know that without taking drugs, that drugs will destroy you. I don't have to take a drug like cocaine or crack to know that it's going to do me wrong. So
exactly.
I don't think that you necessarily need to have the whole country take the poison to have them get sick to realize that they need to not take it. I think that it's out there in front. All of the stuff that Trump has talked about is there in front for everybody to see. The problem is now, are they going to continue to let this guy speak and rally the quote-unquote rally the troops to get to his side to help him win this election? Or are we going to have what we need, which is calm, somebody that makes some sort of sense, and not blame everybody else for the ills that are going on? Because in the process right now, we've got 50 people dead and another 50 or so hurt. And there's no telling to say that those people that were hurt may not eventually die from the wounds. So this could be
exactly.
a much bigger tragedy than it already is. And to actually blame religion for the reason why this happened is dead wrong. That's the wrong type of talk, and that's the problem with this whole situation.
Okay, Anitra, take it away.
No, I happen to agree. I don't think I really don't think appointing someone like Trump, and, you know, Max did make a very good point where, you know, out appointing our mayor and he ran, you know, and he's been in term a few times. But being a president and being a mayor is like being a teacher and a principal. It's totally two different things. The responsibilities are totally completely different. I can't see putting someone like Trump in office just to teach people a lesson. I just can't see that.
Teaching me a lesson, and it's teaching you a lesson. It's teaching the whole nation a lesson.
Can't see doing something like that.
I think the lesson
I'd rather put someone
taught.
In office who I feel might be able to possibly help the situation.
Hold on.
Guys, hold on. I got to let K-Dog talk because time is limited. K-Dog, what do you think about what Max said?
Well, Max, I'm going to have to disagree with you right there because Trump, number one, he's not a politician. He's a businessman. And we've seen how his businesses roll. So far, has Trump given an agenda of how he's going to run this country? No, he hasn't. He has no agenda. And on top of that, he's being a bully. And being a bully doesn't help because, like I said, and I'm going to repeat it again, in this situation, with this tragedy that just happened, there was no need for him to stand there and blame an entire religion because it's already bad enough that Muslims, the reputation that Muslims hold in this country is very shaky. And to take this opportunity to point a finger at Muslims, that is just ridiculous and insane. Let's just talk about a sick individual. Let's talk who committed a horrible crime against a bunch of people. Let's take out the Muslim. And you know what? I agree with everything the president said because that's asking for trouble. Because you know what Donald Trump is saying, and being that anti-Muslim movement, that's increasing the more violence. That's a cause for more biased attacks against Muslims. There has been many attacks against Muslims so far. And now with this guy saying things like that, you're only going to increase the ignorance of certain people. And it's asking for trouble. That's what I got to say about it.
Yep. And you saw passion and anger. That's what
adding fuel to the fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the one thing that Trump said after all of this happened is typical Trump. He said that Obama is showing more passion being angry at me than at the Muslim that did what he did. That was out of Trump's mouth. So that should tell you everything you need to know about how Donald Trump feels about the whole situation. He didn't get it.
Well,
nope.
Well,
he's not going to get it. He's not a politician. He doesn't know how
exactly.
To
re- like I said, he's not a
you can't expect him to know how to react to a situation, know how to handle something like this for the public eye.
Sure.
Because he's not, he doesn't know how.
Rodney.
And no one's expecting him
we
to
had,
know how.
We had the greatest Republican politician that wasn't really a politician. It was more of an actor. That's Ronald Reagan, the god of
Ronald
Republicans.
Reagan.
So that's been proven. You don't have to be a politician to be a president. And Ronald Reagan
yeah, but he ran the country when, at a totally different time.
But
you can't compare the two eras.
Point was, he was that so-called non-politician.
Well, also, not to mention that Ronald Reagan was also a governor of a state at one time.
He wasn't a politician, Curly. He was an actor.
Yeah, he wasn't. True, he wasn't a politician.
If you read his biography,
I know about Ronald Reagan already, man. I already read his autobiography. I already know who Ronald Reagan was, an actor,
who's driven to
politicians.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
With this, but
that was 30 years ago. That's irrelevant.
This is a new era.
Hold on. Let Matt speak. You say your part already. Let Matt speak, please.
All right. If you want to say a new era, we just had the mayor that was not a politician who ran this city to the ground. And he wasn't. And this was
after
a new 9/11. Era. So now,
after 9/11.
Trump is inspired to do the same thing. He just doubled it by saying, I don't want the mayor position. I want the president position. And he's done a great job in running the race so far. He's dominated the race. I'm agreeing with you guys. I don't like this man running for president. But the fact remains, we have to take our beating. We need to own it.
Well, you look at
that's what you guys are missing out.
Well, look at what Donald Trump is enticing. Look at the trouble he's already enticing. Have you seen his rallies? His rallies are filled with the biggest bigots you've ever seen. More ways than one.
I've got news for all of you. For those that don't realize it, ISIS is using Donald Trump's speeches as recruitment to recruit more
members
to their cause. They're looking
exactly.
for more members. And the first person that people are going to look to is Donald Trump because he keeps riling up the same rhetoric and the same gaga that he's been yammering on about for the
exactly.
last few months. All he's doing is aiding ISIS into their recruitment, into more hatred, into more separatism. And it's all it's going to do is harm the interests of the United States and make the world that much more dangerous, period.
And Sean, let me add in something else, and I said it last night. Ever since Donald Trump became a candidate, ever since he started opening his big mouth running that rhetoric of hatred, there has been an increase in membership of right-wing conservative hate groups right here in the United States of America. People don't realize that. These hate groups, the membership has risen in huge numbers. And it's going to keep rising.
Okay. So, all right. So, I want to go back to last night's statement that we had a nice argument about education. Max mentioned earlier via text that it was not proper education. It is culture. Something like that. I forgot what you said, Max. Forgive me. I'm a little bit tired. What do you say about culture?
I know. We all are.
Yeah.
No,
so you say that proper education would not work, but it's a lifestyle and culture of what we're going through right now. Do you guys believe in that?
It's more fear that we're going through. It's fear.
No, it's hatred, bro, because you know when you look at it, you see everybody was born with something. Everybody was born a certain way. Whether you be straight or gay. You're born that way. It's not chosen. It's not a culture. It's a way of being born. It's who you are. That's the reality of things.
Yeah, unfortunately, Kerwin, a lot of people don't know that because they believe the ridiculousness that they were taught.
Exactly.
And they refuse to open their eyes and re-educate themselves on what these things really are. That's what I meant when I spoke about educating yourself. So instead of believing the propaganda that you heard from your grandparents or your parents,
exactly,
that you would re-educate yourself and figure out for yourself what these terms really mean and what these people really are about.
And this is the thing that's going on too, because today there was a pastor of a church who was glorifying this attack. He stood there saying like this, oh, that he's thankful that 49 pedophiles were murdered. I'm like, wow, pedophiles. I'm like, wait a minute.
Pedophiles? Wow.
Because people really do believe that. People really believe
that
homosexuals raise homosexual kids and some of them become pedophiles. People actually believe
and that's
this
not
crap.
And you know what's sad is this. There have been more straight people committing horrible acts against children. There's been plenty of that.
Exactly.
And you know, once again, like I said before, the two biggest extremes are politics and religion. And you look at religion, and, okay, for example, what has been going on with the priests and molesting of children? There have been men of the cloth molesting children.
Uh-oh.
And these are the same people who preach against gays. Time and time again, you see it.
Okay, we got another caller. Everybody know who this is. Milton X, take it away. Oh, no, not Milton X. It's Brother B.
Yo, what up?
Hey,
hey,
what's
going
on?
About to give a soul scare.
We're about to be skinned. Yo, I'm a little pissed
ahead,
off. Like, I was trying to listen. I was trying to actually listen at first through the link. Like, what the hell is wrong with the Blog Talk link, man? Like, why can't it just come through for you to listen? You ever had an issue with that?
Yeah. It's odd. It seems like Blog Talk Radio always has some kind of issue.
Yeah.
That's why we've had so many technical difficulties in the last couple of months just trying to get the show out.
That's what happened when you buy the cheap service. When you get the cheap service, you get cheap service back. So, all right, Brother B, but we have 7 minutes. What's on your mind?
Well, y'all talking about this shooting thing again?
Yes,
listen,
but in a different way.
Well, okay, what were you talking about it?
I think it's much more so about the response of the president and what he said in his press conference earlier today.
And what did he say?
I really want to listen.
Basically, in his own words, he's condemning Trump for the attacks on him and his presidency as to far as the figuring out that this is not the way to go and making sure that getting the facts out, it's not something that is quote-unquote terrorism or if it is or if it isn't. And I think
he had an anti-Muslim rhetoric too.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, I mean, I can understand that. I mean, after a while, that stuff gets tiring, man. Like, all he's doing is spreading hate. Like, yeah, listen, all he has to do is just plant the seed, and then the tree of hate grows. That's what Trump is doing. And it's going to get to a point where it's going to get beyond. It's not like he can control it now, but it's going to get beyond him, and it's going to get beyond his mouth. And if he happens to win, it's going to go beyond his presidency, because that's all he's going to be known for. Like, he's like the Howard Stern of the White House. Like, there's no need for all that, man. We got enough hate going on.
So you do see Donald Trump have a great chance of winning, especially using hatred to go his way.
Well, yeah, because he's using the hatred to win. Like, it seems like there's more people out there that just want to have a reason to hate than people want to actually have a reason to stick together. So he's riding the hate carpet all the way.
Word to use is fear-mongering.
Well, yeah, that too. I mean, he's just... Listen, what are you going to do? The guy had an agenda. He went in there and did it. It can happen to anybody. I was on Facebook today and somebody said, and, you know, it reminded me something of that's real. And it was like the post was about oh, Cain killed Abel with a rock. So really, it's not about guns. It's just people and their attitude are just wanting to hate. People wanting to do damage and just destroy. I'm like, what the hell is going on? It's like, come on, man. We got to get off of that, man. It's like 2016. You're still mad because blacks are in this country. You're still mad because Muslims are in this country. You're still mad that your favorite TV show got canceled. Like, get over it, man. Like, get over it. Like, come on. It's just becoming sickening. This is why I stay in the house a lot.
Brother,
I'm so upset that Friends is canceled, okay? I will never get over that. Just so you know.
The last time I checked, war and racism still make a lot of money for the right people. And that's
right.
What all this is about.
Yeah, that's why when the aliens come, we're done. We're done.
Why would the aliens want to come to Earth with all of the chaos we continue to get ourselves into?
Because they got to destroy somebody. It's like, look, they can't even get along with each other. So, you know, just wipe them out. Let's take the planet for ourselves.
So in other words, what place do you think is worse right now, Earth or hell?
Earth has become hell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well, I have to wrap it up right now. So I know Brother B just called in, but what is your final thought about anything?
Once again, weed and liquor wins. Weed and liquor will win.
do you have that as a tattoo?
Nah, I need to. I really need to because like people need to calm down. Go smoke it. Go roll a joint and. Have a drink. Relax. Life ain't that serious. You're making it complicated.
Okay, Max?
Well, like I said, let Trump win so it can just destroy this whole place and we can start over again. That's where it should be, so we can rebuild. And as far as I said earlier about the culture and lifestyle, yeah, I have a few professors, and it's documented. There's nothing proving that you're born that particular way. So until then, no. Hell no.
Okay, K-Dog?
All I got to say is love, peace, and happiness, y'all.
Oh, what is deja vu from last night? I need your beat.
It really is deja vu.
We're tired, man. Come on now.
I'm shot. I didn't get along.
Well, I need your beat. I
Take
hope
a
you're
shot.
On tomorrow night.
Huh?
I hope you'll be calling in tomorrow night.
If I can get out, if I get out of work
on time. What time is the show,
Brother
B? Oh, 8:30. Going to be
8:30. Don't forget to send me a link, bro.
All right, it's going to be interesting.
8:30.
Yeah.
What is your show going to be about tomorrow?
Oh, women, we need to talk. I'm going in. I'm going in on the women, and how just a little fraction of how some women out here. Are enabling these dudes to be punks. You know what I'm saying? You can't be raising punks and then complaining about there ain't no men. So that's the
I don't complain there aren't any men.
No,
men
not
come,
you. Not you.
Men
but
come with batteries now.
See? That's another thing. We're being replaced.
Okay. All righty then. Max, Brother B, K-Dog, guys, thank you so much. Can't wait to do this again next week. Guys, thank you so much.
Good night, guys.
Tonight.
Peace out.
Good night.
Later, y'all.
Later.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
All right, folks. Thank you for listening to a crazy edition for 30 minutes of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, the Hot Rod, with
Sean Black and
Anitra B.
And next week, when we do the show, I will give Anitra B 2 minutes to talk about ponies, rainbows, whatever fruity crap she want to talk about. I really don't give
rainbows,
a damn.
Rainbows, ponies, and leopard gods.
And dildos. Good night, everybody. She loves to talk about dildos.
Oh, brother.
Good night, fellas. I'll talk to you guys later.
Good night, everybody. And happy Father's Day, guys.
Happy Father's Day. Oh, yeah. Happy Father's Day. I forgot about that.
That's sad. That is so sad. Good night, everybody.
I'm busy. Good night.